It's Lauren Heckler here with AD. The first question that I would like to ask you is, how did you first come to be with No Fit State Circus?
I met someone on a job. I was doing the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony in the Middle East, and it's a large-scale event, so I met someone working in the same sort of section as me who was close to the company and knew that they were auditioning, and I was sort of fresh out of uni and was looking for anything and everything. So this person said, oh, this company's auditioning and they're pretty cool, so you should send them your DVD. So I did, but I'd missed the audition date, so I didn't get my hopes up. But I had a good visa for the UK, so I sort of said, well, I'm coming anyway on a holiday or just to see what I can do. And they said, well, actually, we really liked your DVD, so we'd like you to come to the callback off that DVD, which was really nice of them. And so I did the callback, which was just a session with Forenza. So she was just meeting all the potentials and seeing who she liked. And then I got a job for Taboo. So that was when they were making Taboo, and I got that job. And ended up going to the tent to start the rehearsal process, and then that it was really bad weather, so we had to take the tent down and then we put the tent up, and then we were just working on group scenes and like working with Forenza in the way that she does and doing lots of dramatic things. So it was actually 3 months from the point that they gave me a job until anyone saw me do my skill.
Wow.
So they'd taken me off the basis of a DVD and no one had actually physically seen me do anything until 3 months in. So the point came that I got to train and I was really nervous because no one knew if I could actually do what I said I could do.
So you went from being in circus school to then doing a performance, did you say in the Middle East?
Yeah, not quite like that. I did the circus school, the circus uni, and then I did a few little shows in a small group that we made out of a few students that graduated together, and we did a couple of little things around Australia. I volunteered loads for festivals and things, and then I did the games sort of through the graduate alumni program at the uni. But I'd also been to India for 6 months and worked on a traditional circus, and yeah, I was just sort of bouncing around doing anything that came my way.
Amazing.
And if it came my way.
So what were your expectations when you first heard about No Fit State, and had you done much research into them before, or did you just kind of...
None at all. I had no expectations. I don't even know why I didn't look into them, really. I think maybe it was that I didn't want to get my hopes up about getting the job, or I don't know. I didn't really do any kind of research at all. I knew nothing about the company. I didn't understand what a promenade show was. I didn't even know there were promenade shows until somebody told me in rehearsals. So, yeah, I knew nothing.
So how did you find the transition from doing kind of traditional stuff to working on a promenade performance?
I loved it. I didn't really know what was expected of me, and I didn't know what to expect, but I really loved the main thing I remember being stoked about was getting to do swinging trapeze, which is my solo act, and getting to do flying trapeze because that was my other solo act, even though it's a team act. And getting to do hula hoops as well. So I got loads of time in the spotlight, which was awesome as a performer, as a circus performer anyway. You want to be in the spotlight. And it was great that I got to be involved in everything, and I remember learning so much in those first few months about rigging and putting the tent up, and I got to live in a caravan, and that was awesome. It was all very new and exciting.
How was the lifestyle in terms of living in the caravan, and was that something that this was a new experience for you?
Yeah, in that format, it was a new experience for me. I'd lived in a tent in a traditional circus, but that was in a very different climate. So the caravans was all new for me, but I loved it. I really, really loved it. First, I loved the novelty, and then I just loved it. I thought it was the best way to live ever. All your friends really close and all your neighbours right there.
Can you tell me a bit about the community aspect of Taboo, of the show and the tour that you did?
Yeah, that was really, really close-knit community. We all got on really, really well. For the first few years, I don't remember there ever being any sort of disputes in the company, and everybody liked everybody. We always tended to park up in the same order, but that wasn't due to any sort of disgruntledness among people. And I just remember feeling like it was really nice to look across and see who was out and having a cup of tea, or who was in, and, you know, yeah. Well, I love it.
Can you tell me a bit about a specific skill that you learnt through the experience of Taboo?
Maintaining energy for 2 hours, I would say that is a very specific thing. Oh, one other thing I'll say about the community as well is that on that first 3-year tour of Taboo, we all used to spend our days off together, and that, I feel like that changed in the later years. So that's one of my really fond memories from Taboo especially, is that we all enjoyed hanging out so much that we would plan our days off together and do stuff.
Like going to the beach.
Yeah, we all go to the beach or take a day trip to a nearby town or something.
That sounds
good. Oh, yeah, that's what I learned. I learned to be happy and energetic and shout for 2 hours.
And was that simply through practice and doing it again and again?
So. The first few months was like adrenaline and, like I said, the novelty factor, and then you start to go, oh, wait, this is actually a little bit hard, but I have to keep doing it. And then your stamina builds up, and then it's fine.
Cool. So did you have any particular techniques that you would do before a show that would psych you up for?
Yeah. Coffee and a caca, as Marcella used to put it. We have a shot of coffee, just a single espresso, because you don't want all that liquid sloshing around. And then that would act as a diuretic and empty your stomach so that you could crack on with the show and not needing to do anything in those 2 hours.
Perfect.
And I would have a couple of squares of chocolate in the interval as well. No more coffee, because the flying was after the interval, so I didn't want to be like shaky or adrenaline, because I had enough nervous energy as it was before. So just a little kick of sugar and a tiny drink of water to get me through the interval, and then keep going. I think that was the trick. Do not stop, because once you stop, it's very hard to get going again.
So maintaining that energy and always like keeping it up, mm-hmm. running around even in the interval.
Well, there was loads of interval presets to do, so I personally didn't have any time to sit down and relax. I had a costume change, and we had to set the flying mats or something. I don't remember. I had to set my fire hoop, lots of things like that that needed to be done before the show started again.
Cool. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the Taboo experience of the tour or the community aspect or anything that you feel that you learnt from it?
No. I think I covered everything pretty much. I could talk for hours. But
yeah.
I think in a nutshell, that was pretty good.
Cool. So how about the transition between being a performer and then being a teacher?
That happened very organically, to steal the phrase from Perenza. I've always been a teacher. I started as a gymnastics coach, and I really enjoy teaching people. And so it was just natural, really, to go back. And then to keep working, there was always teaching hours at No Fit in Cardiff. So that sort of happened. And then, just taught a bit more and then a bit more and then, yeah.
What is the difference between the satisfaction that you get from performing compared to teaching?
I didn't feel like there was a huge difference between performing the type of show that No Fit State had. Like, how I felt performing Taboo and teaching people is really similar because you're so closely connected to your audience and you can see the effect that you're having on them. It's really tangible. So in that way, performing a promenade show like Taboo was just as rewarding as teaching for me. But I did learn later on when I did a few other jobs. I ended up doing a corporate job for a month, which was just like a cabaret show. And it was really good money, but I just found it so unfulfilling because I didn't have any connection with the audience and I didn't feel like I was changing people's lives or helping the world be a better place. So that's the point when I realized that if I couldn't be performing in shows that were reaching people, then I would rather be teaching. And then that change sort of happened when I made decisions to steer away from those kind of shows or and pursue teaching, or the opportunities didn't come, or I had an injury, or yeah, it happened really naturally, and I'm very happy to be teaching more now.
Mm-hmm. Well, so would you be able to describe a bit about how No Fit State has impacted upon what you're doing now?
I think it's had a huge impact on my independence levels as a performer and as a person. I really learned how to do things for myself, practically in life as well as a performer on stage. And Firenze's method of working really gave me a lot of confidence to handle any situation on the stage.
What are her methods?
You have to ask her. There's a book on that subject, I'm sure. She gets you to run around and shout and release and breathe. Yeah, that's her technique. So I would probably say, I'm a very independent and confident person because of the situations that No Fit has allowed me to be in.
Perfect. That's amazing. Is there anything that you would like to say about, how about your, because you'd lived in Cardiff for quite a while, is that?
Yeah, on and off for 6 years or something.
Yeah. And that was primarily because of No Fit State being here?
That's what brought me there initially. And then there's just such a strong community that's connected to No Fit State and is built potentially around No Fit State, but there's just a lot of good people in Cardiff. And the broader community I find really supportive and really welcoming, and some of my best and closest friends are there, people that I would consider family through time spent touring and doing different shows and just being around.
You said you were keeping a close eye on that, even the development of the archive project, so I guess it's still a big part of your life.
I face stalk all the time. And I still talk to people that I know on the show, which is not that many people anymore, but people that are still on the show that I toured with, obviously we're really close, so we speak occasionally. And the extended community in Cardiff is inherently linked to that space. Lots of my friends go there or have friends that go there or work there. It comes up in pretty much every conversation.
Could you describe briefly what it is that you're doing now and your situation currently?
I'm living closer to my family and co-running a new circus school down here.
What's it called?
It's called the Circus Studio. And yeah, it's really new. So we're just starting up some kids classes. I'm teaching some adult classes, kind of trying to let people know what circus is. They haven't really seen it down here. So there's a lot of educating going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much more relaxed than things I was doing before, because I think I was very excited and took a lot on when I was working with OFIT. So it's refreshing to be working part-time and focusing a bit more on my social life.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I think that's, yeah, we've covered a lot of things, and that's really great to have heard what you've been saying. And is there anything at all that you'd like to add?
Oh, I feel like I'm always in something poignant or hilarious. Everything happens for a reason. There you go. You can take that one away. Perfect. And the people that know what that's about will laugh.
Okay. Cool. Thank you very much, Jadie.